Armed American Radio's Daily Defense from the GunBroker.com studios on the Car Arms microphone, the podcast version, is being brought to us by Take a Shot Firearms. Reviews you can trust, shots you don't want to miss. Visit TakeAShotFirearms.com for more information. Enjoy the show.
Defending your freedom every single day.
On the Car Arms Platinum Microphone from the GunBroker.com studios.
This is Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Here's your host, Mark Walters.
Inside the GunBroker.com studios on the Car Arms Platinum Microphone, this is Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. I am Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom today. As I say every day, if you're tuned in on all the dozens of affiliates around the country, thank you for being tuned in, whether you're listening on your radio or whatever platform you choose to bring us home to you on. We appreciate it very much. If you're watching on your television screens in Northern California and the Reno markets, great to be in your living room or wherever the heck you have your television screens or your devices. We appreciate you tuning in. We hope you enjoy the program today. And those of you streaming live on Facebook, listeners, if you want to watch the show and you can't wait or you're not in a California area that's carrying the show on broadcast TV right now, you can watch us on Facebook.com/Armed American Radio. We're beginning to get the daytime show in every day on the stream as well, and I hope we can continue to do that for you in the future. I want to go right to my guest today because this is the fastest hour of radio, and I just simply don't have enough time with him. David Kodria, War on Guns, activist, blogger, columnist, author, dear friend. David, we should go back and start giving each other like medieval names and stuff. I would call you the, I don't know, what would I call you if with a medieval name, you would be the what of what's.
that's pretty interesting. I have to go back to my Transylvanian heritage probably, and probably come up with something like Vlad Sepes or something like that.
Slayer of something, you know, would be really good for you. A friend of mine years ago, because I used to talk a real big game and then cag out all the time, you know, and go, let's go. Oh, so what? Let's go. Whoa, don't worry about it. We'll leave at midnight. We'll be there at 2. And then I'd be asleep by 11 o'clock. So he used to call me. We gave each other, this will be politically incorrect, Indian names. And I was Longbow No Arrow because I talked a big game, but I couldn't have any arrows, you know. So that's what he used to call me.
Cultural appropriation. You and Elizabeth Warren, huh?
I had a better name for him, David, because he also talked a big game. And, his wife was always mad at him, and he was my partner, and he owned the building that our business was in. So I used to call him, Big Chief with Upset Squaw. You know, that's how that worked, because his wife was always mad at him.
You can't use that word anymore either.
Hey, you know what else is really probably inappropriate? But I love looking at beautiful women. I don't know what that makes me. Am I allowed to say that anymore?
No, I'm afraid that I'm being triggered right here, and I'm starting to hyperventilate. So,
all right. Well, listen. Hey, before we get started, I Defender Coffee. I have to throw a shout out, David, to one of my sponsors, Derek Schreck at Defender Coffee, the owner. Contacted me this morning and we got to talking. We've got a new ad in. We put some new copy in for him. And while I was talking with him today, he says, I've got a recipe for you that's unbelievable. And listeners, it really truly is. If you're a coffee drinker, now you can try this with any coffee, but I'm going to suggest you try it with Defender because, well, it's Defender Coffee and it supports the Second Amendment. But here's what he told me to do because I like iced coffee. I took a large tumbler. If you're watching on the screen, you can see the tumbler here. Filled it with ice, and I put 3 scoops in my coffee maker. I have a Ninja because in the middle of the night, Sofia Vergara sold me one because she could, right? So I bought it from her because she was selling it. So I bought it. I made a large cup with 3 scoops iced coffee. While I was doing that, because my Sofia Vergara Ninja machine has a little frother on the side, I took about a quarter cup of milk, maybe. I think it was about a quarter cup, and a large pinch of sea salt with about a tablespoon of honey and frothed up that cold milk. When the iced coffee was done, poured it over the top of the milk. Man, oh man, oh man. I'm telling you what, I've got that here in the studio with me today. It was outstanding, and I thought you might like that, and I promised Derek at Defender Coffee that I would tell you about that. It is, so if you're watching, you'll see me sip it from time to time. Really, really good stuff. Okay, David.
Well, I have an idea based on that. And you know how you would do grilling while armed, and you would match a firearm with what was going on to the Venturi tube grill. Okay,
that means gas grill for all you folks that don't know that.
You have to have smoking while caffeinated, and match up a cigar with the different brands of coffee.
You know, David, that's a whole new book and a whole new show. I'm not busy enough. Thanks very much. Okay. We're going to get that cracked. We're going to have some fun with you today, David, and I mean in a really, really fun way, and here's why. Because listeners have heard me talk about this for the last 2 days, but what they haven't heard is your opinion on this. And this is critical. The Walters Kemp decision came in federal court the other day. And there's just two or three things I want to read for you on here, and I want to get your comments, okay? This is really, really important stuff. Because, now, here's what he said on page 13 of his decision. Very important. Essentially, what went down, David, is my wife sued four defendants. The probate court judge, the county, the chief of the DPS, the head of the state police, and Governor Brian Kemp. All three of them, except for the probate judge, they punted it and said, it's the probate judge's problem, not ours. She doesn't have standing. We didn't do anything. We don't make those decisions, the probate court judge. And we don't argue with that, okay? Now, here's the thing. Here's what he had to say relative to Lisa after that. Defendants assert that Plaintiff Walters cannot demonstrate standing for two reasons. First, they argue that she cannot show an injury in fact because any alleged fear of arrest or prosecution under the law is speculative and not reasonable in light of state law prohibiting law enforcement officers from detaining her to inquire about her permit. And here's what the law says. A person carrying a weapon shall not be subject to detention for the sole purpose of investigating whether such person has a GWL. Second, they argue she cannot show a causal connection between her alleged injuries and their conduct. So the state contends that Plaintiff Walters' alleged injury is not fairly traceable to their conduct. We don't have a problem with that. Okay. But here's what's interesting. The court, is what the judge says in his notes, is sensitive to plaintiff's argument that this position essentially suggests that she should just go out and violate and commit a crime because the police won't catch you. The court does not read this argument to make such a suggestion, but it clarifies that under no circumstances should you do that, is what the judge is saying. So while the state is saying, look, she's not going to get arrested because we have a law that says they're not allowed to approach her if she's carrying a gun, so she shouldn't worry about it. The federal court judge is saying, while we're sensitive to her reading it that way, we don't read it that way, and we don't suggest she do it, even though that's what the state, you know, pretty much said. How do you react to something so stupid?
Yeah, it's amazing, and what it does not take into account is, what if, as per Gary Kleck, up to 2.5 million people a year have to do, she is in a position where she needs to defend herself. I mean, you know, you folks have the insurance for gun use, you know, to where you can defend yourself. And so what if she would have to use it? And then on the investigation, they found out that the permit was not valid. That's different from having to ask somebody whether or not they're legally carrying or not. There would be any number of circumstances where it could be found that you had a gun on your person, such as if you did and you needed medical attention. And to advise you that go ahead and break the law because we're not going to enforce it, it's really reminiscent, Mark, of an article that I did just a few days ago on the Illinois State Police, giving a very weak assurance that any concealed carry permit holders that were caught wearing a mask would not be prosecuted under the state's law. Well, but the state's law is the state's law, and while they're talking about, well, we're going to use discretion and we trust the police and prosecutors are going to use discretion, when you're talking Illinois and when you're talking Cook County and when you're talking Chicago, are you really going to trust discretion there?
Well, of course you're not going to trust discretion, and you're jumping ahead of me on Illinois. I wanted to use this to segue to. That's a great thing. I'm glad you did, because we're going there in a little bit more detail. And, yeah, I don't want my wife to – you think I'm going to advise my wife to go out and break the law? Go out and break Georgia law. They said it was okay. Now, here's what I did suggest to her. If you insist on carrying your firearm with you, take this court rule – take this with you. We have the ruling here. Fold it up. Take it with you, and if you get harassed, you can just open it up, and I'll highlight the areas that you need to show the police officers where they said it would be okay, because the state said it was okay, because you couldn't be doing this anyway, officer, even though you really are, and even though it is a violation of the law, even though they said, well, it's okay. The federal judge said, well, it's not okay, but so I'm going to leave it up to you, and then we're going to win anyway, and it's going to cost me a ton of money, but here it is. The whole thing's a joke. As discussed, Plaintiff Walters,
Mark, it just illustrates, you know, they build these elaborate little traps, and then they get caught up in them, and we get caught up in them, which is worse. And right. The bottom line is that we cannot understand what it is they're requiring of us in their infringements because they're contradictory.
But wait, they're not. And I do understand. We don't want you to carry your gun. And we're going to come up with a convoluted way to do this. And then hopefully the state of emergency will be lifted and it's going to be moot anyway. Except, dear Obama-appointed judge, the justice of the Chief Justice of the Georgia Supreme Court yesterday extended the stay of emergency in the courts through June 12th. So now your convoluted ruling has to extend out a little bit longer as we continue the appeal process. And it isn't going to be moot there, bro. Now, here's something else funny for you, too. Plaintiffs have. We didn't have standing against the governor, against the state police, and we didn't have standing against Cherokee County. However, we have sufficiently traced an injury to Judge Wood, a conclusion the judge does not contest. When we come back, I'm going to read you the final order, get David's opinion, and then talk to you about Illinois.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by 7 combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today, and now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Mike heard me talk about his pillows on air and joined us on Armed American Radio. I'm getting a much better night's sleep, and you can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattresses, toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, right now they're bringing back the buy one, get one offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow, get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free for the MyPillows. Enter promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358 for these great radio specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics, Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
This upcoming segment of Armed American Radio is being sponsored by GunBroker.com, the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammo, and related accessories. That's GunBroker.com. Welcome back to the show. GunBroker.com, indeed. This is the GunBroker.com studios. Let me tell you, if you're looking for it and you can't find it, GunBroker's got it. That much I can promise you. Over 1.5 million auctions every single day. I was talking with Patricia Huff from GunBroker earlier today, and we're looking forward to so many great things coming up in the future working together. I can't wait to bring it all to you down the road. You've only begun to taste it. But GunBroker.com, it's 100% free. Please jump over there. No one's ever going to ask you for any money. You could probably find something over there that you want to buy. Don't blame me for that. But 1.5 million auctions over there. So, I mean, it's just fun to go through and look at some of the things you don't have and you might want. Let's go back over to Mr. David Kodria. David, you heard me mention... and I'll say this again, plaintiffs have, however, sufficiently traced their alleged injury to Judge Wood, a conclusion Judge Wood does not contest. The decision to suspend acceptance and processing of GWL applications was Judge Wood's decision, and Judge Wood's decision three times in a row really fast. Judge Wood's decision alone. Thus, the court will assume for purposes of this order that Plaintiff Walters has standing against Judge Wood. Now I'm going to scroll all the way down and just read you the final ruling. Conclusion. For the foregoing reasons, the court concludes that plaintiffs lack standing to seek the requested relief against the state defendants and Cherokee County and have not shown that they are entitled to a preliminary injunction against Judge Wood. David, it's just what you got to deal with when you got the wrong judge.
Yeah, and it reminds me of what a Democrat, an NRA life member, John F. Kennedy said. Who was killed by an ACLU member, by the way.
Good point.
But he said when peaceful revolution is impossible, violent revolution is inevitable, and when you make the laws this convoluted to where you can get no recourse through peaceful petitioning for redress, as is your First Amendment right, then what are you supposed to do? Are you supposed to surrender and say, well, I'm going to be a slave? Or at some point, do you have to say, you know what, I'm not going to obey these laws, and if they try to enforce them, I'm going to defy them. And if they, are going to end up getting really forceful, at what point do people say, we're going to go ahead and resist? And one of the things that, before you went to the break, that you reminded me of is the way that these laws are developed, and they're so convoluted. And I remember one group in particular. I won't mention the group, and I won't mention the state, but they made a big show of talking about laws that were proposed and pending and criticizing and saying where all the pitfalls were in that law that were going to make it problematic. And I remember thinking at the time, why are you warning them of this in advance? Let them go ahead and enact it and fall in their own traps because they're so incompetent at doing this. Why have competent people go through this and warn them of where they're running afoul? Let them go ahead and screw up. And I know that, people can get caught up in that in the meantime, but it's got to render the law moot and void in some court on appeal.
Well, we're taking this all the way up. They know it. David, I've got to a couple comments in here. Shane writes in on the live stream, maybe she should carry the Thompson. Shane obviously knows I have a Thompson. And, Shane, let me tell you exactly what the judge said about that, because the Thompson is considered a long gun. David, pay careful attention to this. Now, if anybody's listening and driving, I'm going to advise you to pull over because you're going to start laughing and choking on this, and I don't want to be responsible for you being hurt in any way. So I'll give you a couple seconds. Go ahead and pull over. Again, Shane says maybe she should carry the Thompson. All right, everybody calm down and pulled over. We good? As this court noted in Carter, which was 2 weeks earlier, under state law, Plaintiff Walters is free to carry her loaded firearm without a license at her home, in her car, and at her place of business. Except, David, We don't want her to carry the gun at her home, in her car, and in her place of business. We want her to be able to carry it outside of those places, which only the GWL allows her to do. You know, the one they're telling us she doesn't need. You get it, right? So that's what they're saying. Plaintiff Walters may also possess a loaded long gun, Shane, that would be your Thompson, without a license if carried openly and fully exposed. Likewise, Plaintiff Walters' right to carry a handgun outside of her home, car, or business is only curtailed to the extent that the handgun must be in a case and unloaded. Now, David, all right, let me go to you. First off, you know my wife. Watching her carry the Thompson, which is, by the way, an extremely heavy gun, those of you who know about the Thompson, it's extremely heavy. Or let's just say one of my, you know, more modern sporting rifles, such as one of my AR-15s. David, if my wife had an AR-15 over her shoulder on a sling, the muzzle's going to be dragging against the pavement. She's really small, okay? And I really don't think that the judge really saying that that's okay for her to do that? He'd rather see her carry an AR-15 to Kroger's? Is that what he's saying? Because that's what he said.
Yeah, and on top of that, when people do open carry long guns, they get pilloried in the press as being terrorists.
But the judge said it's okay. She has the right to do that. So he said that. But then he said, get this, that she also has a right to carry a handgun outside of her home. It's only curtailed by the fact the gun has to be unloaded and in a hard case. So earlier today on my Pinkus Daily Hit on Facebook live stream, I asked Rob, one of the best trainers in the country, one of the most respected trainers in the country. So, Rob, when you suggest someone carries an unloaded handgun in a case for self-defense, are you suggesting, how do you teach? Do you teach that they whack the perp in the head a few times with the case, or should they throw it at the criminal's throat as a frisbee? Which way is best when you're carrying an unloaded gun in a case to defend yourself with, Rob? I mean, this is patently absurd. And the fact that he said it's only curtailed to the extent that the handgun must be in a case and unloaded, which makes it no good, which means he's suggesting she can use it as a hammer, the case maybe, or she can throw it as a frisbee. So it's a one-time shot, right? The whole thing is patently absurd, and then you go back down to the decision, and nope, she doesn't have anything. Okay.
Yeah, well, this whole business of, well, she can carry a long gun, or she can carry an unloaded gun in a case here, or she can carry open carry here, or she can carry in her home, or she can carry there, and it's like you're qualifying your infringements, and you're saying, well, this is just a little infringement, and the bottom line is the rule is shall not be infringed, and I'm sorry, you know, I know this is serious radio, not serious radio, but you know, that's like saying I'm only going to rape you a little bit.
Okay. No, you're spot on the money. These analogies can be drawn all day long. You're not metaphorically speaking here. These are the things that you can draw from the conclusions of what this judge has written. It is patently absurd. Mike Bryan says, my son just turned 21 and can't get his carry license. Mike, I'm going to assume that you're in Georgia. Is that right? If you can write that back. Because if you are in Georgia, you're absolutely correct. He can't get his license for that very reason. But know that my wife is fighting this in federal court, as there are three or four other cases that are working their way through as well. Dave Hansen in South Dakota, hello to you too as well. All right, David. All right, let's go over to some of your writings. Let's go now. Let's flip over to the masked concealed carry offering no guarantees and the Illinois State Police's weak assurances. We just heard the Solicitor General of the state of Georgia argue in my wife's case, don't worry about it. Oh, it's okay. We have a law that says they're not allowed to approach you anyway. Don't worry about it. Okay, so I'm going to go out and carry my firearm openly today because that way I know a cop won't question it because he sees it and he or she is not allowed to. I'm sorry, David. I'm not going to let my wife risk that. Why would you do the same thing in Illinois? When we come back, that's the question for David Kodria regarding his article on Illinois State Police and their weak assurances. Trust us. We're from the government. We're here to help. You don't have anything to worry about. We'll be right back.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday night special Or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics, Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convoy Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Hi, it's Mark Walters, your host of Armed American Radio. If your company sells only the highest quality products and you're looking for a way to reach these listeners, you're talking to the right guy. Armed American Radio has a package available to fit every budget, from startup to the seasoned advertiser looking for that perfect way to reach this massive audience on roughly 250 stations in the top markets in the nation. We're everywhere, and the show continues to explode across the country after 10 years. Together, we can help you reach a highly engaged and extremely knowledgeable audience. To hear your brand on this huge radio program for less than you ever thought possible and to speak directly with me, reach out to CCW Broadcast Media LLC right away at mark@armedamericanradio.org, mark@armedamericanradio.org. And together, we'll bring your brand to Armed American Radio listeners and keep this powerful voice for gun rights on the airwaves. Again, to speak directly to me, reach out to me at mark@armedamericanradio.org. That's mark@armedamericanradio.org. Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and get free shipping when you join the coffee club. DefenderCoffee.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Indeed. Welcome back inside Armed American Radio's Daily Defense Studios, the GunBroker.com studios, on this Car Arms Platinum microphone. A lot working with Car, by the way. Going to be doing a speaking engagement up there in October in Greeley at the Rods of Iron Festival. Going to be broadcasting from there with a whole booth. I mean, we're getting a huge setup booth up there at the Rods of Iron. It's going to be an awful lot of fun. And I'm going to be joining Justin on a Zoom project here in the come Justin Moon, the CEO of Car Arms, who is now a regular on Armed American Radio, by the way. But we're going to be joining him on a video production here in the next few days over the course of the next, I think we go through the 16th or the 29th of May. I'll have a lot more on it when I wrap up everything with them and I can let you know everything. Let's go back to David Kodria. David, welcome back. I apologize for the clock just getting a hold of us. You know how it is, brother. You've been doing this a long time with me. It's the fastest hour in radio, man. I can fix a lot of things and Sean can fix a lot of things, but we can't fix Father Time. Let's go back to, because this is such a great segue, I love the way we got this started today, because now we go over to your, and yours is titled, listener, you, viewer, you can read this, at ammoland.com. David Codrea, C-O-D-R-E-A, ammoland.com. Google it. You'll find everything he writes. Illinois State Police's weak assurances on mass concealed carry offer no guarantees. David, the bigger question here is, when you take into consideration what we just covered with my wife's case and this, I guess I said it all when I closed out the segment with, we're from the government, we're here to help you, have nothing to worry about. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, well, the problem is that in Illinois, everybody's ordered to wear the masks, yet if you have a concealed carry license and you're carrying and you're wearing a mask, you're committing a Class 4 felony, because the law says that if you have a gun and you're masked in such a manner as to conceal your identity, you're guilty. Now, some people have come back to me and said, well, wait a minute, that's not why you're doing it, though. You're doing it because of the COVID. And it doesn't matter. The law does not make that distinction. Okay? The law just says if it conceals your identity. It does. It doesn't matter why you're concealing your identity. And the Illinois State Police came out and said, well, we're not going to, you know, we have confidence that law enforcement officers across the state will use appropriate judgment, that elected state attorneys will likewise exercise sound prosecutorial discretion. Well, forgive me if that doesn't fill me with confidence, particularly if you're talking about Chicago. What it does, just as in your wife's case, you know, where even the courts can't agree on what's going on, you're assuming, you're presuming that police officers who are going to stop you are going to be conversant in the law.
Back here.
And they're going to know what, they're going to know what's going on. And yet I talk about cases we had in Ohio where lawful open carriers were proned out on the ground, and where cops were joking about double tapping open carriers, and making all kinds of disparaging remarks about essentially shooting people who are lawfully exercising their Second Amendment rights. And then you go back and you think that Illinois State Police is the same organization that not too long ago was discouraging gun use and saying they're going to be taken away from you, and telling women that if you're attacked, but you know, by some big strong rapist who's going to kill you, what you're going to do is you should tell them that you have AIDS or HIV or STD, and if it push comes to shove, you should ram your fingers down your throat and vomit. I'm serious. I link to this. Okay. Or if you really have to fight, you should stab him with a rat tail comb.
Okay. Or you could just throw your unloaded gun in a case at him.
There you go. Yeah.
Right.
And you know, the thing is with the state of Ohio, with the open carry incidents that we had, I went through over the years, Mark, I wrote three successive attorney generals, and I said, you know what, we're having danger where the police don't know the law, they're pulling guns on people who are open carrying, as you can bet would happen if Lisa were walking down the street with an AR-15 dragging along the sidewalk, okay?
Yeah, well, you got that visual, and isn't that, that visual is funny, though, it is.
Yeah. Yeah.
I see sparks coming up behind her, you know, dragging along the concrete. I find that you got to try to find some humor in this stuff, David. Otherwise, it'll drive you nuts. Now, I'm going to say this. Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say that you know, I wrote these attorneys general and I said, look, how hard can it be for you to, you know, make sure that every police agency in Ohio informs their officers, just like you do, you have them sign a sexual harassment policy. I know what the policy is. You sign it, you stick it in their one page, you stick it in their jacket. They've now been trained that you do the same thing with open carry so that you don't have incidents like that. And they were shining me on and ignoring me and all that, and nobody seemed to get serious until that poor kid was killed in Walmart. Okay, when he picked up a BB gun that was on display, and they came in and they blew the poor guy away. You know, it's like, what are we talking about here, people? You're endangering the citizenry who have the right to keep and bear arms through ignorance. And it's not that I'm saying that every officer out there needs to be a lawyer, because that's clearly an impossibility. But you're assuring us that we can rely on this. That's the real issue here. That's the crux of it. You're assuring
because
us
a
that
politician
we can rely
David
on
said
people.
So. Because a politician said so. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, and that's that. Therein lies the danger. Let me say this: law enforcement. We have the utmost respect for law enforcement. Yeah, I just told you yesterday about a friend of mine killed in the line of duty in Overland Park, Kansas, on Sunday. Mike Mosher, who, by the way, they're now, because of you, thankfully, on the GoFundMe page. It's well up over 50,000, doubled in less than a day for assistance for Corinne Mosier and her beautiful daughter, Tyler. One of the great loud vocal activists out there, Corinne, and competitive shooters. Her husband, Mike Mosier, shot and killed in the line of duty. He did kill the individual who shot him. And hopefully Mike, on his way to the hospital, was made aware of that before he passed away, because he killed the guy on the street there that opened fire on him. So at least some good came out of this for Overland Park, that they are minus one scumbag, but they are worse off for it because they are less Mike Mosier, an award-winning police officer. Very terrible situation. And, David, the reason I mention this is because what suffers the most with this idiocy, and here in Georgia as well, not just Illinois and some of the other states, but is the relationship between the community and police officers. Because there's such a fine line when officers are forced into a position to do their, because they're quote unquote doing their job. We see them lining up in violation of the very orders and in riot gear, violating the very social distance orders that they're trying to enforce, because a tyrant behind them in the government building sitting behind them is requiring them to do so. You know, we walk this very fine line. I guess it's that, where that old saying is, there's a fine line between love and hate. Isn't that the same thing here?
Well, there's a fine line between deciding that you want to keep your job and deciding that, you know what, I was only following orders, didn't work at Nuremberg either.
Yeah, that's a fact. I've used your line on that it hasn't worked at Nuremberg on many occasions. I think I may have stolen it and said it was mine, but don't hold me to that, okay?
And if we have just a minute, did you see the absurdity in Canada? In Canada, where Mini Fidel just banned all kinds of guns, including shotguns, by fiat. He wants to go after handguns next, and they had a costumed woman dressed as an Imperial Stormtrooper on Star Wars Day, proned out on the ground by the cops up there, because part of her costume was a plastic blaster.
Right.
Okay, this is the kind of overreaction that, so many are doing it to themselves. And fortunately, we are seeing a few police officers come out. I just featured one on my War on Guns blog today, where he's talking and appealing to his brother officers to use some sense and not to obey unlawful orders. And I hope to God that he doesn't get fired for it, because he's in uniform and he's in a car. I hope to God his administration
understands. There's a strong possibility that he could. There's a number of things I'm going to have to rush through with you today. You just touched on Canada. I wanted to go there with you. I wanted to make this point. I think it's relevant when people say, this is what happens when you don't have a Second Amendment right. I believe Canadians do have a Second Amendment right. All human beings have a Second Amendment right. It's just not codified in their papers, or in their documents, or their founding documents, as a Second Amendment right. The founding fathers put in our Second Amendment the God-given right to defend ourselves. They just happened to call it the Second Amendment. When we come back, we're going to continue with David Kodrya. We've got one more segment left with him. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
The 25th Anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research. The classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR Biggest Finest Revolvers and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance. The classics. Thompson. That's right. The Tommy Gun. The incredible M1 Carbine and the one and only classic 1911. Carr Firearms. A family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convoy Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
Our Second Amendment rights are under attack like never before, and we need you to take action now. The 2020 Democrat candidates have declared war on your right to keep and bear arms. Joe Biden supports gun prohibition and confiscation of your guns. Anti-gun billionaire Michael Bloomberg has vowed to spend millions to support Biden, and his number one policy issue is to take away your Second Amendment rights. It is urgent that every American show your support for our right to keep and bear arms. Please call 800-497-4775 to sign our petition in support of President Trump and your Second Amendment rights. Now is the time to defend our right to keep and bear arms, and it starts with your phone call to 800-497-4775. President Trump has protected our Second Amendment rights, and we need to show we support his presidency. 800-497-4775. Paid for by American Political Action Committee PAC, which is responsible for the content of this message.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey, who laid down their lives and their fortunes forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Defender Coffee. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends your freedoms. Welcome back to the show. Welcome back indeed. You, in fact, are doing that when you drink Defender Coffee. I gave you that great recipe at the beginning of the segment. If you're interested, let me know. Email me, mark@armedamericanradio.org, and I'll be more than happy to get it to you. Or you can check it out at Armed American Radio or Facebook. Maybe I'll put it up on the Facebook page, but it was a really good recipe. DefenderCoffee.com, and give your profits, portion of the profits, to whatever gun rights organization you want. Second Amendment Foundation. You see it on my shirt here. If you're watching it, viewers, lifetime membership is only $150. Real quick shout out to the rest of our sponsors, Lead Slinger's Whiskey, Second Amendment Foundation, Crossbreed Holsters, 14 days out on shipping now, I've been telling you, but some great specials going on at CrossbreedHolsters.com. My Pillow, you're killing it. Record weeks every week in a row. Sleep and support the Second Amendment. The pillows are inexpensive. They're fantastic. You'll sleep great. And Mike supports the Second Amendment. Use the promo code AAR. That's what helps keep this program on the airwaves across the country 6 days a week and now going into television studios and online streaming. It's a huge help. The Car Arms microphone here, I don't need to tell you that. This is the GunBroker.com studios. Sign up for free. North American Arms, Bursa, North American Arms, by the way. Those minis, unbelievable. I carry one with me everywhere I go. And, of course, Bursa and Emerson Knives. Bursa and Emerson Knives. You're going to be hearing from a couple new sponsors here beginning Sunday and early next week. So we continue to grow across the country. David Kodria, welcome back inside the studios with me. Canada does, in fact, have a Second Amendment. They're citizens, David. Their government just doesn't recognize it. Therefore, they can act as a tyrant, correct?
It's amazing what's going on over there.
And it's scary.
I just cannot imagine being a Canadian gun owner and deciding what it is I'm going to do next, because it's terrifying. They do not have the numbers and the organization that we have in this country.
What do you suggest, David? And the provocative question. You have heard me for many years say that if this keeps up, American citizens are going to be forced to make terrible decisions that they never thought they'd have to make in their lifetimes. People would ask me what I meant by that. And my response to that, honestly, was I didn't respond to it. I just kept quiet because I really wasn't sure. It could be one of a number of things if they keep being pushed. In this particular case, the question for Canadians is, what do you tell them? Do you tell them to turn them in? Do you tell them not to? They've got a registration scheme. I'm going to assume they know who's got what, right?
My only thing that I could tell anybody, I never tell anybody to do anything that I will not do myself, okay, because that would just be hypocritical. And essentially my position is I will not disarm, okay? And my position is, along with the other people, we will not comply. I think that is the new paradigm that's going to have to happen. Now, what you have to understand, though, if you do that, if you get caught, you're going to be in a world of hurt. So the great object is to keep your nose clean. And what we have to get back to is we have to get back to the real reason why we have the Second Amendment in the first place. And we can't forget those first 13 words, okay? Mm-hmm. It's basically the security of a free state. That was the reason why a well-regulated militia was needed, and that was the reason why you needed a pool of armed citizens to draw from in time of need to do that. And so if you just keep your nose clean and you're not one of these idiots that goes out and is irresponsible with a gun and does irresponsible things that are going to get you caught, chances are you're going to get by. It's a numbers game. I know that. And then when things really hit the fan and you see that government is completely overwhelmed and civil disorder takes over, you will not be a helpless sheep to be slaughtered. And that's about the only advice that I could give. And of course, it's easy for me to give because, as you know, and as all your listeners know, I've never owned a gun in my life. So,
there you go. And that's here in the United States, we can say those things, and Canadians, unfortunately, are finding themselves in a situation New Zealanders found themselves in a little bit over a year ago, but worse. And it's unfortunate. I think personally myself that this quote unquote pandemic is giving Trudeau and other tyrants the opportunity to act a tyrant in ways that they might not have before, because people are overwhelmed, fearful. There are a certain amount of people that are quote looking to the government for assistance. And unfortunately, that's what a lot of folks in government are using this excuse for, to create dependency on government and make them feel like they need the government's assistance to do everything they need to do to survive. And that's a very dangerous situation that the people in Canada are in now. David, you understand, too, from your reporting that he's now wanting to go after handguns. Is that right?
Yeah, that's next on the agenda. The object is a monopoly of violence. Okay, the object is, and it's been stated right up front. The people say nobody's talking about taking your guns. They're either ignorant or they're liars, because that's what they've been talking about from the very beginning. That's I can show you a quote from Senator Thomas Dodd, the guy who essentially wrote GCA 68. Saying that he wanted to work towards a society where no one had any guns. And you go back to the founder of handgun control back when it was I forget what it was called in the early days, but they wanted to ban everything. And Nelson Pete Shields, and he basically confessed back in 1987, I believe it was, that they want to go after it all, but they have to do it incrementally. And that's what we see. They have to do it incrementally. And, Mark, that is why I say never make any compromise. You make them fight for every inch, because if you just cede ground to them, they're going to occupy it, and they're going to use that to establish a base to prosecute their next incursion against your freedoms. So you make them fight and bleed for every inch of the way.
Yeah, well, they're also going to have assistance from some very powerful people in government and from a very powerful mainstream media. That's why you can never give that ground, because you give them the opportunity to create and drive that narrative. And when you have the ability, and it goes back to that old saying, never pick a fight with someone who buys ink by the barrel, right? You can never cede ground to these people because they do have the media. We've seen what the media has been able to do during the coronavirus pandemic. David, with
it makes about as much logical sense. You're surrounded by a pack of snarling jackals, and you think you're going to make them go away by throwing them a scrap of meat? Or do you think
you're
going to
bring back three more packs? Yeah, you're absolutely correct. You're going to bring back three more packs. Go ahead, David.
Well, that's why you can't give an inch. But I think the other positive thing I think that we're seeing from this coronavirus thing, if there can be a positive thing, is we're seeing the American people waking up. We're seeing the American people demanding their rights. We're making new alliances, and we're seeing the total incompetence and untrustworthiness of both government and the media. This is, you know, you and I and people who have been, you know, well versed in the Second Amendment over years have seen this and have been talking about it for a long time. But we're seeing more people wake up and realize, hey, you know what? That's right. And we're seeing people who never thought about buying a gun now scared and saying, you know, I better buy a gun. And we're seeing fistfights over toilet paper. What do you think is going to happen? The stores are starting to have meat disappear off the shelves. What do you think is going to happen if you reach for that pack of ground beef and somebody else reaches for that pack of ground beef and your families are dependent on eating? Do you think that, you know, people are fighting over toilet paper, that things aren't going to get a lot scarier from this point onward?
Well, in addition to that, toss in that you're not wearing a mask and you're within 6 feet of the guy who's angry at you to begin with. Now you've just added three more coals to an already burning fire. It's a nightmare scenario getting ready to unfold. But I agree with you, David, that the Second Amendment, the positive out of this, the Second Amendment is coming out of this far stronger than it's ever been. Their agenda is crumbling underneath their feet. And we're winning. Freedom will always prevail. An uphill battle sometimes, but freedom will always prevail. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense is going to get up and do it again tomorrow because we can and they don't want us to. Thanks to David Kodria for being here. I'll see you on your TVs, on the live streams, and on your radio. Enjoy the rest of your day.